I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Before I became a parent, it used to be that traveling alone was a blissful enterprise, a chance to lift off from my known life and touch down in a brand new adventure. And that initial feeling of liftoff, when the plane first let go of the ground and rose as if weightless into the air, that was the moment my heart leapt in my chest, telling me I was on my way. Now, when I travel, the feeling is different. Even when I'm excited by my destination and happy about what I'll be doing there, that initial leap into the air feels so much more abrupt. It seems to be yanking me away from where I most want to be, which is at home with my family. Up at night in hotels, sometimes I worry. Will the kids wake up happy? Will they eat enough and brush their teeth and make it to the bus on time? Will tomorrow be a good day? And those are just the small fears. There is a whole concert of larger worries that I, as a parent, carry. Like, can I trust where they're going and that they'll be safe? And how will the people they come into contact with respond to the fact of their race? I guess the other question in my heart is something like, will the world hold? Will there be enough trees and clean water? Will we here in our pocket of space still know peace in a decade or two or three? I find today's poem, On Days When We Both Travel, by Bay Area poet Brenda Hillman, to be incredibly useful in both my worry and my hope. And though the speaker may not be contemplating her children, there is a strong bond, that of a life partner, she is mindful of. We are so vulnerable, she seems to be realizing, but there are small things that keep us anchored. Birdsong, the birth of a new baby, words that prove others are struggling, searching, attempting to hang on to the large and small emblems of what matters. What does a poem, any poem, solve? No matter the poem, the answer is always not enough. Life is rife with uncertainty. But I believe there is something real in the consolation of another human voice reporting back from its leg of the journey. On Days When We Both Travel, by Brenda Hillman. Everything is so stressful. Was it always like this? Air full of bitter flecks from the fires, friends in despair over violence and money. For many, a feeling of being unhinged, or if not unhinged, one screw taken out of the door. You got up and left before dawn, taking a frayed black bag. I left soon after that, afraid, going the opposite way. Daily, this curtain between death and life. Then, Kay's baby is born just north of here. Now, the four-part call of the crow snags gravity from stars that crashed millions of years back. The four floats in my blood like a broken chair in a flood. On the plane, I read the work of friends on Earth, abstract, intimate, grounded or rough, difficult, delved, simple or winged. Sometimes poetry can't do enough, or sometimes poetry can do enough. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.